In New Jersey, today is the first court hearing for a jailed couple accused of starving four boys they adopted through the state's foster care system. One of the boys, 19 years old, was said to weigh about 50 pounds. Child welfare inspectors made regular visits to the home, but never noticed anything wrong. These cases are all the more horrifying because they seem to reoccur so regularly. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand spoke with the executive director of the Youth Law Center, Carol Schoeffer. Her agency is a public interest law firm in San Francisco that specializes in child welfare and juvenile justice reform.
So we have this case in New Jersey where these boys were apparently being starved to death almost. But it's certainly not the first time we've opened up the newspaper to find a horrific case of child abuse. It seems like there's always a big case, lots of media attention, promises to overhaul the system, and then there's yet another case of abuse.
Right. And I think that goes on continually because of the inherent defects in the foster care system. In foster care, what you're asking people to do is to be paid to be substitute family and caregiver, to do for money what people normally do for love or because of their relationship. And that in and of itself is a huge challenge. Add to that the fact that kids are placed all over the place in foster homes where they are being paid inadequate amounts and not necessarily adequately supervised, and they are then being supervised by workers of all different quality. So you're always going to see problems in these kind of systems.
So where are the better systems, and how are they better than the ones we see in New Jersey or Florida?
I guess what I would say is that it is hard to point to an overall system that is very well functioning in this area. What you can point to more is successes in certain aspects of the child welfare system. So, for example, in Illinois, they improve their adoption rate tremendously and their permanency rate and reduce the number of kids in care and the length of stay. That's excellent. In New York, they've improved control over private providers. But there is no place, I think, that you can point to and say, this is in and of itself an excellent system where I can assure you nothing will go wrong.
So doesn't that give fuel to the argument that some conservatives make that we should just chuck the foster care system, the child welfare system as we know it, and go back to orphanages?
Well, the problem there is that orphanages are also extremely damaging. Orphanages run on shift care. They run on shift care with low-paid workers. Staff abuse still goes on in these large facilities. So that's not the solution.
Any ideas what the solution could be?
I think that it's sort of a piece-by-piece solution. I think excellent training. I think much enhanced support for families to try and keep families together. I think enhanced support for permanency for those families that can't be reunified, getting kids out of the system. An increase in pay and support for substitute families so that you can get a much higher quality of family, you can do better screening those families, constant attention to kids in the system so that social workers are seeing them regularly and so they're adequately staffed to see them regularly, all the things that we're missing in New Jersey.
What is someone who's listening to this to think, who cares about these kids, who cares about these stories, and yet is sort of benumbed by the fact that they seem to happen so frequently and that they happen despite all the best intentions of people who want to make the foster care system better?
When egregious abuse happens, everybody is focused for that moment on the foster care system. And an hour later, they have another priority. And that's because these are kids who have no natural advocates. Here, we have nobody who is really going to focus on this and say, this is my main concern, making sure the system works, so that immediately there's a rush of attention, there's blue ribbon commissions, everybody looks at the system again and wants to revamp it, and then they forget.
Carol Schoeffer is the executive director of the Youth Law Center.
And that interview by Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand.